And we go to the US election now. Kamala Harris was in the swing state of Wisconsin last night. It's her sixth visit to the state, which Joe Biden won by just 22,000 votes over Donald Trump in the last election, when 3.2 million votes were cast there. Now, Trump won in Wisconsin in 2016 when he defeated Hillary Clinton. Now, in 2024, the latest polls put Trump and Harris neck and neck with just 18 days to go. So turnout will be the key in a contest where every vote counts in this blue wall state, one of the seven battlegrounds that will decide the outcome of next month's presidential election. Our correspondent Sean Whelan was there too.
A group of pro-Palestinian protesters were outside the University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee to greet Kamala Harris as she arrived for a campaign event. Among them, Isaiah Martin, angered by US support for the war, but still going to vote for Harris.
Absolutely. I think most black men would. I just also feel that we need to keep pressure on her for change. You know, there has to be true systematic change at some point, but I'd be damned if I vote for Trump.
Most of the other students were also Harris voters.
Mainly reproductive rights.
I think she's the best option for the direction of this country moving forward.
And what direction would you like to see it go in?
More progressive direction.
So tell us who you're voting for.
I'm voting for Kamala Harris.
Why is that?
Reproductive rights. I could never imagine having Trump as our president again. So
I was probably going to vote for probably Donald Trump, probably.
But the university is only one part of the demographic kaleidoscope that is North Milwaukee, encompassing luxury condos on the lakefront to some deeply deprived neighborhoods inland. It's the likely decisive ground on which the electoral battle in this state will be fought.
It's a fairly diverse city. I've been visiting all kinds of different households in all kinds of different neighborhoods. We just need to get everyone out from all categories to go out and vote in the election, and ideally, of course, vote for Kamala Harris.
Mark Ribbing has flown in from St. Louis to work for the Democratic campaign in Milwaukee. It's always close in this state. The gap between Biden and Trump, and Trump and Clinton before that, was less than half a percentage point.
You get the sense, not just here in Wisconsin, but elsewhere in the country, that early voting totals seem high, and that there seems to be a lot of interest in people going out to make sure that their votes are banked in advance of Election Day, because I think a lot of people are expecting quite reasonably that this is going to be a very high turnout election. And so I think people want to get out to make sure that their votes are registered in time.
His canvas partner was Dominique Brown from New York.
You know, the issues aren't cropping up so much as feelings about the candidate, and people seem to be feeling really positive.
North Milwaukee is the home to the state's biggest concentration of black voters. At an event to discuss black involvement in elections, which is well below the national average in this state, we met Malaika Jabali, a journalist writing a book on the black vote in swing state Wisconsin.
Oh, each swing state is going to be different. I've looked a little bit at Michigan and Pennsylvania, Florida and Georgia. Some of these states where you have a significant black population, there are going to be Obama to Trump voters who, of course, they might be inclined to flip to a Republican candidate. But for a lot of black people, that's not necessarily what their calculus is. It is, have these parties actually address the needs of my community? And in a state like Wisconsin, where there has been so much deindustrialization, Michigan is similar, Pennsylvania is also similar, where people aren't necessarily seeing where their votes are going, then they have a little bit of skepticism about the process. But I think this year obviously is different. You know, you've got an unprecedented type of candidate like Barack Obama. In Wisconsin, the black voter turnout in 2012 for him was about 78%. So even if they might be feeling that parties in general aren't necessarily addressing their needs, they might come out for a historic candidate. It remains to be seen if that's going to happen for Kamala Harris, but judging by some of the preliminary conversations I've had with voters on the ground here, that excitement might at least get them a critical mass for Democrats to win.
Corinne Rosen of the Working Families Party of Milwaukee is backing Kamala Harris in the presidential election. Cost of living has been seen as a vulnerability. How is it coming across when you're trying to say to people that you work with, vote for Kamala Harris, and they're saying, but I gotta eat as well?
Yeah, so we're not hearing, but I have to eat. we're hearing, yeah, I want to, and I also am struggling. I'm working two jobs to support my family, or sometimes I'm working three jobs to support my family and just getting by. We want to make sure that people can, you know, work one job and afford to pay for their families.
Eric Engutse works for the Republican Party of Wisconsin, the state where the party was founded.
We saw that Obama came out and essentially told black males they don't want to vote for Kamala to suck it up. Well, that was by far the worst thing he could have said to them, because black males already feel like no one listens to them or no one cares about what they have to do, what they think or what they struggle with until it's election time. So I think that helped us out a lot.
Wisconsin will be won by the party that gets more of its voters to come out on November 5th. That's all there is to it.
Indeed, it all depends on the turnout. Sean Whelan reporting there from Wisconsin.